Perek Ches, eighth Perek of Peah, Mishnah Zayin. The previous Mishnahs were talking about giving out the Maaser Oni to Aniyim, how much one should give, and now we're talking about when the stuff was collected to give out to Aniyim, how much should be given to every Oni. Ein Perisim LaOni HaOgim M'Mokim L'Mokim. One should not give less than the amount which we will soon mention for the aniyim that are passing by through the town. The amount should not be less than mikikil apudyon, bread which can be bought. The pudyon mi'albus in the cellar is when the going rate is 4 sa'in of this type of bread for a cellar. The bottom line is that the machleg is what the share is. It's either 6 basim or 8 basim. It's a share of two meals. That's the minimum food that a person can need for the day is two meals. Lon, if he slept overnight, then no more panosus lida. Then you have to give him a place to sleep, which is a bed with a mattress and a pillow. Shavas, if he stayed over for Shabbos, no more mazon sholosh sudas. We give him 3 sudas. We'll see later that there's a Gemara that says that atzei Shabbat chol v'altes tarach lebrius, that a person should make his Shabbos in some ways like a weekday, so he will not have to take stuffers. That's in respect to minimizing or maybe even eliminating the sudas shlishis. But if a person's anyway taking the stucker, then it's a chiyuv on the tzibur to give him a minimum of sudas shlishis also. If yesh lo imozun shnei sudas, so use him in a tanchi. Now the new halacha of what is the amount of money a person has that he's not eligible to get stucker. So tanchi was stucker was given on a daily basis, so the people should have food for that day. So the person already had enough money for food for 2 meals, which was the food for that day. He should not take from this tamchli because he has food for the day. If tomorrow he won't have food, he'll take tomorrow. The next thing is called a kupa. A kupa was a weekly distribution, and over there it says more than abba esrei sudas v'yidam in a kupa. If he has food for 14 meals, then he should not take from this kupa from the weekly distribution. In others have given one in the beginning of the week; they give him food for the entire week. Now over here we see what happened, that it really should be 15 meals because of sudas shlishis. It only says 14 here. The Gemara learns out that the concept we mentioned before, that a person is not yet taking the stucker, and by eating sudas shlishis it will cause him to have to take stucker, then he should just eliminate the sudas shlishis. But if anyway he's taking stucker, or anyway he can manage minimally with a minimal sudas shlishis, then he should not under any circumstances eliminate sudas shlishis. He has a chiyuv to have 3 sudas and Shabbos. Hakupa nigves the shnayim is chalekes v'shloisha. The money for this kupa, for the distribution, was collected with 2 people, because this was the used to assess people's ability to give, and they even forced them to give certain amounts in those days. So that type of sroor, some type of control of the people, chazal said, should not be done by one person. They should have at least 2 people involved. When it's given out, they should have three people involved, because that's like a bezdin. They have to decide how and to who to distribute it, and therefore 3 people are required.